You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3. It's all too clear.
Welcome to Gospel Study, a radio ministry brought to you by Storos Ministries of Melbourne, Florida. Your host for Gospel Study is Bible teacher and translator Paul Esposito. Stay tuned immediately following today's program for more information. And now here with today's program is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to Gospel Study, and this is your host and speaker, and I'm Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are in 2 Corinthians. I'm so excited. So excited to be back again behind the microphone and going through the New Testament verse by verse with you. Lord, I thank you for all these listeners today. I pray for them all, Lord. I ask for your best blessings on everyone who is tuned in today. God bless them. Bless their families and their children. God bless all that they do. Speak to everyone here today that has this program tuned in. Help us to grasp and to take to heart these great promises found in your word today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, this is Gospel Study. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me. For more information on this ministry, you can go to gospelstudy.net. There's a link on there that says Gospel Study is now podcast. Click here. That'll take you to 3 or 4 years worth of programs. Also, majoritytext.com. You'll find my New Testament Bible translation. So many of you know, I'm a Bible translator, and I taught myself Greek pretty much. Locked myself in a room. After about 5 years, I was pretty proficient in Greek, and since then I've translated the New Testament, and since then I've translated the Greek Old Testament, and that's called the Apostles' Bible. It's also available through this ministry. You know, the Greek Old Testament's practically a forgotten work, and it shouldn't be. Lord put it on my heart to come out with a new, fresh, modern translation, which actually is an update of something back from 1851 done by someone named Sir Lancelot Brenton, and that's been updated. It's called the Apostles' Bible. It's available as well through this ministry. And you know what got me started on that was when I read the Lord say one day, out of the mouth of babes and infants you have perfected praise. And my little center column reference there said Psalm chapter 8, I think it's verse 2. And I went back to Psalm chapter 8, verse 2, and it said, out of the mouth of babes and infants you have ordained strength. And I was faced with a paradox here. Was Jesus wrong? Was he just paraphrasing? Was he close? No way. Friends, Jesus is the Word of God. He wrote the book. He is the Word. He's not wrong. He doesn't misquote the Bible. He doesn't throw darts at a dartboard. He is the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus doesn't misquote the Bible. He doesn't paraphrase. He doesn't throw darts at a dartboard. He is the Word. So, with those facts in tow, I came to the realization that Jesus quoted from another source. And it's called the Greek Septuagint. That is the Greek's version of the Old Testament. Remember, in the first century, everybody spoke Greek. So, out of fear that the Hebrew scriptures would get lost because hardly anyone knew that language back in 250 BC, King Philadelphus got together 70 or 72 Hebrew scribes and got them together to translate the Hebrew into Greek because that was the common language of the day. Hence the Septuagint. As the story goes, they were locked in rooms, a 36 pairs of two, and all came out with the same translation. For what it's worth, that's how the story goes. The Old Testament, for what it's worth, is a great deal. Why? Because God quotes from it. Out of the mouth of babes and infants, you have perfected praise, and so many other places too. Psalm 40, a body you have prepared for me. You won't find that in your Old Testament. Also, Isaiah chapter 29, verse 13, and there's so many. Paul, in all of his quotes in Romans, all come from the Greek Septuagint. They don't come from the Hebrew. That's interesting if you consider Paul was a Pharisee, that he chose to quote from the Greek Old Testament instead of the Hebrew. Speaks volumes to me why he would do that. Certainly, it shouldn't be a forgotten work. That's called the Apostles' Bible. That's available through this ministry. Here today, I want to look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. And put my glasses on here, and let's be reading here. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. Pick it up in verse 18. For as surely as God is faithful, our word to you was not yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, by me, Silvanus, or Silas, and Timothy, was not yes and no. But in him, capital H, was yes. For all the promises of God in him are yes. And in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. I like that. All the promises of God in him are yes. That is, they're all fulfilled in Christ. All the promises indeed come true in Christ. Like what? Well, this is, you know, sort of like the same thing I was preaching at church here on Easter when we're looking at the Lord walking on the road to Emmaus with the two of the disciples, where it says, beginning at Moses and the prophets, he expounded to them all things in the scriptures concerning him. You see, in Christ, all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen. For instance, Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, where God said to the devil, he said, someone's going to come, and he's going to put the hurt on your forehead here coming up soon. All the promises of God, you see, that promise and that threat to the snake, the serpent in the garden, the devil in disguise, was someone's going to come one of these days, and he's going to put the hurt on you. That promise is fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Also, you can go to Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 18, where God says, well, actually, Moses says that the Lord will raise up another prophet like me. Him you will hear. These are the things that the Lord Jesus Christ showed the two, Cleopas and the other, on the road to Emmaus, beginning at Moses and the prophets. These are the things, all the promises of God in Christ are amen, are yes and amen. Where else? Micah chapter 5, verse 2. But you, Bethlehem of Ephrathah, though you are few in number, yet out of you, this is the promise, out of you will come forth one to me to be ruler over all of Israel, whose goings forth are from eternity. See, all the promises of God in Christ, they're all fulfilled in Christ. This promise was given through Micah the prophet 300 years after David lived, that the time was going to come when someone, now, obviously it couldn't be David. This was 300 years after David. Obviously, it couldn't be David because David's got a beginning. He's got a mother and a father. He had a beginning. You know when he was born. The Lord Jesus Christ, you see, has no beginning. In the beginning was. That Greek word was there is in the imperfect tense, meaning there's no time back where you can point where someone started. He's always been with God, and he always is God. Now, that's an English teacher's nightmare, right? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. How can you be with someone and still be that someone at the same time? I don't understand it. Out of you, Bethlehem, is going to come one to be ruler over all of this, and his goings forth is from the beginning, even from everlasting. Only one person can fulfill this. You see, this is what I was preaching here on Sunday, that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. You see, this is the whole reason for Bible prophecy. The whole reason for anything written in the Word of God is so you will believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. That's why. All these things were written, all of these prophecies speaking of Jesus Christ, they're all written so that you would believe the Word of God is true and that Jesus Christ is Lord. You know, I was preaching this week. What did Jesus do on Easter? He taught Bible prophecy. He taught the scriptures beginning at Moses and the prophets. He expounded on everything concerning himself. You see, all the promises of God are in him. They're all in Christ, and they're amen to the glory of God. What else could we look at? All the promises are in him. Here's another one where God the Father said, when the Holy Spirit descended on the Lord Jesus Christ, he says, this is my beloved son. He said, utos estin hoios mu on agapetos on judicesa. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. And he said, akuete autu, which meant listen to him. You see, all the promises of God are in him. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. Where else could we go? We could go to John chapter 5, verses 28 and 29, where it says, the time is coming when all those, or do not marvel at this, the hour is coming in which all that are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth, those that have done good to the resurrection of life, those that have done evil to the resurrection of damnation. See, all the promises of God are in him. Now, we're all going to face one resurrection one way or the other. It's all going to come about through Christ. Which resurrection are you going to be a part of? Ultimately, that's what I'm asking. See, all the promises of God are in Christ. They're all fulfilled in Christ, as it says here in this text. All the promises of God in him are yes, and in him are amen. Now, the promises come in here. You know, here's even a better one yet. John chapter 11, I think it's around verse 25, where it says, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? That's what he said. Oh, man, what a great promise. You see, all those who live and believe in me shall never die. You see, all the promises are in Christ. That is, this promise only applies to you if you're in Christ. You see, this is the number one thing on my bucket list, friend. You know what that is? It's not dying. There's a generation that's going to be alive, and if it's not you and I, it'll be your children. Most assuredly, I would bet you, all those who live and believe in me shall never die. What a great promise. Have you received Jesus Christ? All the promises of God are yes, in Christ. And when you receive Jesus Christ and bow the knee to him and call him Lord, you could be the generation that never dies. And even if you do die, like perhaps some friends of yours and members of your family, all those that are in Christ, the promise is yes and amen. They're all yes and amen in Christ. Thanks for joining me. We're way out of time. We'll be back again soon with a new program. Until then, I pray God's very best for all of you.
Thank you for listening today to Gospel Study. Storos Ministries of Melbourne, Florida is a ministry focused on bringing God's Word to the community through their own Bible translation, the Apostles' Bible, and through the teaching of the entire New Testament, verse by verse. For more information, log on to gospelstudy.net. Send your emails to paul@gospelstudy.net. Be with us again at the same time for another exciting look into the Word of God.
God, I boast no more of all the dew.